Doing good, thank you. We're just on a timeout. The score is 11-5. Sandpoint Lady Eagles on top. Just beginning the first quarter. I'd like to welcome you listening in from King Cove and Sandpoint and the surrounding areas. Thank you for tuning in. Again, it's the Sandpoint Lady Eagles and the King Cove Rookies doing battle. Game one tonight. Once again, the score is Sandpoint 11, King Cove 5. Just 1:29 left to go in the first period. Sandpoint to inbound the ball. Justina takes it on top as she dribbles down the court. She cuts inside to Madison Gardner. That's a jump shot. Good for Madison Gardner. And here comes King Cove. Chanel Newman sets the offense up inside. No good. That shot was from Kiana Utek. No good. And there's a personal foul on King Cove. Foul's on Christine. The foul's on Kiana Utek. That's her first personal. And Sandpoint will bring the ball down the court. Number 10, Brittany Garner, left baseline. She dribbles back out right. Over and then throws it away. Taken away by number 21, Monica Yetchmanoff. And an offensive foul on Monica Yetchmanoff. 51.7 seconds left to go in the first period. Sandpoint 13, King Cole 5. As Sandpoint brings the ball down the court. Justina dribbles right, cuts in the lane, passes over to Thompson. Thompson up, no good. Rebound. And that's King Cole ball off Sandpoint. That ball, we have wide open shot for number 25. McKenna Gold, she throws it up and misses the first one. And the second one, she got fouled. Two shots. Fouls on number 5, Nicole Gunderson. That's her second personal. As Gould's first free throw, and no good. Checking into the game for the Sandpoint Eagles is Emily Voss. And Gould will get one more shot at it. Second free throw up and good. Making the score 13-6 in favor of Sandpoint. 28 seconds left to go in the first quarter. As Sandpoint brings the ball over to the corner right, left side of the court as Nicole Gardner dribbles. And that's Justina. Throws it up a shot, no good. Rebound King Cole. As King Cole got a 3-on-1. Ball is thrown over. She lost the handle. Picks it up, throws it up to the rim. No good. Rebound Justina. And she dribbles down the court. Takes a shot at the buzzer. No. And that is it for the first period. At a score of 13-6, Sandpoint on top of King Cove. Just finishing the first period. I'd like to welcome those of you listening in and from Sandpoint and King Cove and the surrounding people that are listening and tuning into the game. The score is 13-6, Sandpoint Eagles on top of the King Cove Rookies. The winner of this game will earn the right to play the loser of the championship game to earn a berth at state, and a lot is on the line, a lot at stake here. Every game is crucial now. It's either win or the season is over. So far we've got a good game going on here between the Sandpoint Lady Eagles and the King Cove Rookies. Just about to begin the second period. And it'll be Sandpoint possession. As Nicole Gunderson takes the ball out of bounds over to Danteza to Brittany Garner. She dribbles all the way over, dribbles back out. And she takes it inside with a layup. Reverse layup, and that is good. Brittany Gardner with a reverse layup, and that is good. As King Cove sets the offense up, that's McKenna Gold over to Yetchmanoff. Yetchmanoff fires up a three, no good. Rebound standpoint. Number 12, Emily Voss, and here comes Gardner again as she throws the ball down court outside to Justina for a three, and that is good. Justina Horsenchula with a three-pointer, and that gives the score at 10.18. King Cove 6, just beginning the second period as King Cove throws up a three over the rim, no good. Rebound, Kayana Utek, as she throws it up top to Chanel Newman. Chanel Newman dribbles inside, back out to Emily Brandle. She takes a three. That's no good. Tapped out. Here comes Christina, full speed ahead as she's wide open for a layup, and that is up and good. Two more points for Justina, making the score 20, standpoint, King Cove 6. Early second period, 6:44 left to go. In the game, there's a three-pointer for King Cove, rebound, standpoint. And that's Brittany Gardner, dribbles down and dribbles back inside, goes inside, shot up, and that is good. That's 2 points for Nicole Gunderson. Dantezza. That was 2 points for Dantezza, making the score. Standpoint, Lady Eagles 22, King Cove 6, with a timeout. I'd like to welcome all of you that are listening on Standpoint Radio, those of you in Standpoint and King Cove and the surrounding area, to game one of the girls' game tonight between the Standpoint Lady Eagles and the King Cove Rookies. The winner of this game will meet the loser of the championship game. That's the next game, to earn a berth at state. Again, that's the winner of this game will meet the loser of the championship game in order to earn a berth in the state tournament. And both teams are breaking the huddle, and here we go. 6:26 left to go in the first half. Standpoint Lady Eagles 22, King Cove 6. And King Cove basketball, as Chanel Newman brings the ball down the court. Pass it over to Yetchmanoff. Yetchmanoff fires up a shot, and that's no good. Rebound inside by McKenna Gold. That's no good. Out of bounds. King Cove ball. King Cove basketball over in the corner. She fires up a three. That's a corner three. No good. Rebound. Kayana Utek, as she gets a jump ball. And that'll belong to Stan. Belong to King Cove, as McKenna Gold takes the ball out of bounds. Out to Chanel Newman. Chanel Newman bounce fast back to Gold. Corner jump shot. That's off the top of the hoop. No good. Rebound King Cove, as Yetchmanoff. Chanel Newman. Oh, yeah, Yetchmanoff. Yetchmanoff fires up a shot. Baseline shot up. No good. As she gets the rebound, Yetchmanoff throws it off the standpoint to save the possession. That is Monica Yetchmanoff. And there's Chanel Newman for the shot. Corner, good. Making the score 8-22 in favor of Standpoint. 5:48 left to go, and the clock is not going. The clock is not going. Clock. Clock. Oh. 22-8, Standpoint on top of King Cove. 5:44 left to go in the first half of play. And here comes Chanel Newman as she passes over to McKenna Gold, and she fires up, Monica Yetchmanoff for two. Checking into the game for the Standpoint Eagles is number 4, Madison Thompson. She checks in for Emily Voss. And here comes Standpoint. As Standpoint loses the ball, as Standpoint gets the ball back, Justina inside baseline, bounce passes up, and that is good. Two more points for Nicole Gunderson, making the score 24-10 in favor of Standpoint. as King Kova takes a shot. Yetsmanov, no good. Rebound. Brittany Gardner, she dribbles all the way down. Coast to coast, backs it out to Justina. Justina fires up a shot, no good. Rebound, King Kova. And that's front court all the way to. And King Kova basketball off 10 points. As McKenna Gold takes the ball out of bounds, inside to Yetsmanov, back to Gold. She fires up a three-pointer. That is no good. Rebound, standpoint. Madison Thompson, as Justina dribbles right court back to Madison Thompson. She fires up a three, or a long two by Madison Thompson. That's two more points for standpoint, making the score 26-10, 4:23 left to go in the first period. As Chanel Newman fires up a three on top three, that's way off. Rebound, King Cove. And saves King Cove basketball. As McKenna Gold takes the ball out of bounds, she throws it up to Yetchmanov. Back to Chanel Newman, inside to Gold again. And there's a one and one penalty shot for McKenna Gold. The foul is on Dan Keza. That's her third personal. McKenna Gold will have a one and one. First shot is up, and that is good. One more shot for McKenna Gold. Second one is up and no good. Rebound, Nicole Gunderson, as she passes it to Dan Teza. Dan Teza back to Justina. Justina sets up the offense for the Eagles. Justina dribbles right, then left. And she goes and cuts inside the lane out to. That's a shot by Brittany Gardner. That's no good, but rebound standpoint as they bring the ball back out. That's Justina. Justina with a floater up and good. Two more points for Justina. Making the score 28-11. Standpoint, Lady Eagles on top. 3:38 left to go in the first period. That's a shot for King Cove. That's no good. The ball is off King Cove. Going back to standpoint. And checking back into the game is Emily Voss. She checks in for Dan Teza. And Justina brings the ball up the court to Brittany Gardner as she throws it. And there's a steal by Emily Brando. She throws up a layup. That's no good. Rebound, Yetsmanov. Monica Yetsmanov, that is. Shot up for Chanel Newman. That's no good. Rebound, standpoint. Here comes Brittany Gardner. She drives inside the lane. Has to pass it out back to Madison Thompson. Back to Justina. Justina on the left side of the court as she's looking, dribbling the ball. Dribbles right, calls the play, gets a screen, cuts inside, bounce pass out. Back in the corner to Justina. Justina goes up for a baseline shot, and that is good. Two more points for Justina, making the score 30-11 in favor of Sandpoint. And King Cove, McKenna Gold. Chanel Newman throws it back to Gold for a long baseline shot. That's no good. Rebound, Kayana Utek, and that's good. 2:23 left to go in the first half of play. Standpoint up 30-13 on King Cove as Brittany Gardner passes to Justina. Back to Gardner. Gardner dribbles over in the corner, far corner. Gardner, and she loses the ball out of bounds, and that will go back to King Cove. As Chanel Newman brings the ball off the court, over in the corner, it's a shot up by Yetsmanov. That's no good. Monica Yetsmanov gets her own rebound back to Chanel Newman. Oh, that's up in King Cole basketball. Go on, girl. There's Mary Lee Yetchman off with a shot, no good, over the rim, rebound. Mary Lee Reshinoff gets the ball. She dribbles left to Chanel Newman. She throws it inside to McKenna Gold. Shot up, Kayana Utek, no good. Rebound, Chanel Newman. She throws the ball up the hoop, no good. And off King Cove to Sandpoint. As Emily Voss takes the ball out of bounds and throws it into Justina. Justina dribbles the ball down. She sets up the offense over in the corner to Brittany Gardner. Back to Justina. Justina, right side of the court, passes it to back to Gardner. As she has nowhere to go, Justina gets the ball, throws it inside. She loses the handle, but she throws up a shot. Inside, no good, but she gets the ball back. Justina! Justina, two more points for Justina. And that gives the score, 32 Sandpoint, King Cove, 13, 41 seconds left to go in the first half of play. And there's a three-pointer up for King Cove, no good. That's by Yetchmanoff. Yetchmanoff with the whole rebound. Loses the ball to Brittany Gardner. It's Brittany Gardner, and they fight for the ball. And King Cove calls a timeout. Again, the score is 32 Sandpoint, King Cove 13, 27 seconds left to go in the first half of play. And we will keep it here until halftime. And the next game will be a championship game between New Haven and Manicotok. The loser of that game will meet the winner of this game. And the winner of that game will earn the second place bid to represent their region at the state tournament. Okay, we're back in play as King Cove takes the ball out of bounds. That is Chanel Newman. She is fouled. That's McKenna Gold. She is fouled, and she's going to the line for a 1-1 with 21 seconds left to go in the first half of play. First free throw up for Gold. Ribbles up, no good. Rebound. A jump ball. Sandpoint basketball. As Emily Voss takes the ball out of bounds. She throws it into Justina. Justina dribbles down right side of the court, dribbles left. She's a speedy one. All the way down. Bounce passes to Brittany Gardner. Gardner is bumped by Chanel Newman. That's second personal on Chanel Newman. Sandpoint basketball as they take it out of bounds. Inside inbounds to Justina. 5 seconds. Justina got 4 seconds left to go. Justina dribbles right. Dribbles right again. Throws up a shot, and that is no good. And that will do it for the first half of play with Sandpoint Lady Eagles 32, King Cove Rookies 13. And we are going to take a break. We'll see you back here for the second half.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Sonny. And take a break, get a glass of water. We'll be back soon. All right. Live from New Haven, coverage of the girls' regional tournament. Right there, Sandpoint facing off against King Cove, facing off against the rookies, the Lady Eagles. After that, we'll come in a little bit late, but, you know, everybody's getting close to a tie, so you never know for overtime. Once again, though, the championship game, King Cove T-Jacks face off against Manicotok. Approximately 7 p.m. here in Sandpoint. We will come in a little bit late. Once this girls' game is over, we're going to hop right over and get play-by-play action from the one and only Pastor Scott Morgan.
Yes. Yes.
Yep, the heavy hitter's coming in for the championship. You got to save that golden voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not just his only job. All right, moving on up, we have Tallahassee. Thank you for supporting Community Radio.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. From office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Wastak Electronics in Sandpoint offers value on electronics and marine equipment. Located in the Peter Pan Complex on the Spit, Wastak offers a wide variety of merchandise, from movies to video games to computer monitors. Your value center in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com. This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com. This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com.
All right, we got a couple more minutes break. We're going to fill it up with some modern popular music. You love it, Dave. No Adele today. Ariana Grande, One Last Time, followed by I Love McConan with Tuesday.
Go! Army Digital.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy.
Squad going up. Nobody flipping now. Nah. I just did three in a row. Them shows is back to back to back now. Nah. Put the world on a sound. You know, party in the weekend. Ain't got no mother time. The party on the weekend. Tell Jello, bring the juice. We about to get lit. Fill the room up with some things. One night open, this is it.
Always working OT. Overtime and not all time. It's crazy back home. It kills me that I'm not around.
I think we getting too deep. I'm talking might be too true. Upstairs, I got in an Advil bottle. I don't take it, but you do.
So I got them for you.
I don't need the pills. I'm just gonna have another drink.
And when I'm putting work in on the weekend, I look back on this and think how we had the club going up
on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Working Monday night on the corner flipping. Made at least 3,000 on the boulevard. I've been working graveyard shifts every other weekend. Ain't got no time to party on the weekend. I've been flipping in the house, making jugs on the highway. I've been riding out of state, making money like my way. I don't think that I should dance. I'm just gonna have another drink. I'm doing my stance. You know my molly paint. I got the loudest of the loud. You know my gas stink. My P.O. think I'm in the house. Don't give a damn about what she think. Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. It ain't no way, no how. I made it on my own. I made my own style. I don't think that I should stay. You know I gotta go.
Coming back, we have Sonny Lamont on KSDP.
Welcome back to the second half of play. We're just underway. Sandpoint 34, King Cove 13. King Cove throws up a shot. That's no good by Emily Brandhill. Sandpoint basketball as Justina bounce passes over to Danteza. Back to Justina. She's wide open for a three-pointer shot. That is good. 3 more points for Justina. 37-13, 10 points, 6:29 left to go in the third period. We're just underway in the second half. As King Cove sets up the offense, that's Chanel Newman, throws up a shot. That's no good, off the rim. Bat ball batted out, off sand point. King Cove basketball. There's King Cove inbounds the basketball inside to McKenna Gold. That shot up is no good. Rebound sand point. Here comes Justina as she dribbles left. Ball goes inside to Sanchez, and that's 2 points for, excuse me, Nicole Gunderson, making the score 39-13 in favor of the Lady Eagles. As King Cove, Jishmanov fires up a three, that's no good. Rebound, Gold, and she throws it away. And here comes Brittany Gardner as she goes inside, bounce pass, stolen away by Dekayana Utek. Getting back by Gunn Thompson, inside back to Gardner, and she throws up a shot. That's no good. Stolen away by Justina. Justina dribbles down and slows it up. She passes it over in the corner. Inside to Brittany Gardner. Back out to Justina for a three. That's no good. Rebound, Gardner. As she fights for the ball, throws it away. She gets the rebound. King Cole basketball. McKenna Gold takes the ball out of bounds. Inbounds to Chanel Newman. That is Yetchmanoff. She fires up a shot, and that is good. 2 points for Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. And here's Brittany Gardner. She's a stolen over to Dantez. Back to Justina. And she goes inside back to Dantez. And Dantez scores 2 points, making the score 41-15 in favor of Sandpoint. 4:33 left to go in the third period. As Chanel Newman brings the ball on the court, passes over to Yetchmanoff, Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. And she throws it back to Chanel Newman inside. To Kayana Utek, back to Yetchmanoff. Over in the corner, that is shot is up. Three-pointer no good by Yetchmanoff. And here's Justina all the way down the court. She slows it down. Backs it out to Thompson. Thompson, half free throw shot. No good. Remains standpoint ball. As Brittany Gardner takes the ball out of bounds for the Lady Eagles. Into Justina. Justina sets the offense up for the Lady Eagles. To Dantez. Dantez inside, back to Thompson. That shot up, no good. Rebound. Nicole Gunderson shot up, no good. Rebound. Yetchmanoff, as she throws it into Shankale Mack. Back to McKenna Gold. As a shot up by Yetchmanoff. That's no good. Rebound, Sandpoint, stolen away by Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. Shot up and good. That's 2 points for Monica Yetchmanoff. As Brittany Gardner dribbles the ball down the court, she dribbles left outside. She loses the handle but gets it back over to Dantezza. Dantezza drives into baseline, bounce past to Thompson. That's stolen away by Yetchmanoff. To Chanel Gardner, she got a wide open lane. Shot is up and good. 2 points for Chanel Newman, making the score 20-41 in favor of Sandpoint. 2:53 left to go in the third period. As Dantezza sets the offense for Sandpoint, gives it to Brittany Gardner over to inside to Nicole Gunderson, and there's Thompson, a shot, free throw shot up and good. Madison Thompson scores 2 for the Lady Eagles. 43-20 in favor of Sandpoint. 2:31 left to go in the third period. And that's a 3-pointer up by King Cove. Bounce around, no good. Rebound. King Cove shot up, taken away by Nicole Gunderson, and she is fouled. Sandpoint Oh, blackball. They made a mistake. Blackball, as King Cole hustles down the inbounds of basketball, as Yetchmanov throws it in. Yetchmanov passes in to inside to Shankel Mack. Shot up no good. And there's a 3 seconds on King Cole as Dan Tezza gets the ball, gives it back to Justina and back to Brittany Gardner. She sets the offense to the Lady Eagle. And the ball inside to Dan Tezza, and she travels going across the lane. Turnover standpoint, King Cole will get the basketball. 43-20, third period, 2:04 left to go. As King Cole sets the ball, as Chanel Newman dribbles it up the court. Sets the offense for the rookies as she bounces fast inside to Shankel Mack, and she throws it away. And turnover by Brittany Gardner. King Cole basketball. She inbounds to Monica Yetchmanov. Yetchmanov over in the corner to Gold. Back to Yetchmanov. She fires up a shot. No good. Turnover. King Cole standpoint basketball. And here comes standpoint. Here comes Dan Tezza over to Justina. Justina dribbles left. Inside back right. Passes over to Thompson. Thompson dribbles out of the key. Back to Justina. Justina hits the three-pointer. That's up and no good. Rebound just Dan Tezza, and she bounces it off McKenna Gold's leg. Standpoint basketball. As Brittany Gardner takes the ball out of bounds for the Lady Eagles. She throws it into Dan Tezza. Dan Tezza fakes the shot. Justina gets the ball in the corner. She dribbles left and back out. Sets the offense up for the Lady Eagles. 5 second violation on Justina. Turnover. King Cole basketball. 1:36 left to go in the third period. 43-20. Standpoint on top. As McKenna Gold sets the offense up to Yetchmanov. Yetchmanov fires up a shot. That's no good. Rebound. Here comes Justina. Full steam ahead. Up and... Oh, she took a bad spill. She took a bad spill. But she gets back up and she shakes it off. She's holding her shoulder, left shoulder. She took a really nasty spill, trying to go for a layup. Standpoint inbound the basketball. As Brittany Gardner throws it into Dan Tezza, back to Justina. Dan Tezza to Brittany Gardner. She fires up a three. That is good. Three more points for Standpoint, giving them a 46-20 edge. 1:11 left to go in the third period as King Cole brings the basketball on the court. That is Chanel Newman up, Shankel Mack, no good. And here comes Justina again. Bounce passes over to Gardner. That's two more points. Brittany Gardner making the score 48-20 with 54 seconds left to go in the third period. As Chanel Newman brings the ball down the court. She goes inside to Mack. That's tipped up, no good. Rebound. Newman, as she throws it up, and she is blocked. And King Cole brings the basketball. Checking into the game is Mary Lee Yetchmanov for the rookies and number 45, Peyton Stroud, as Gold gets the ball, shot up no good. She gets the ball back. Chanel Newman, shot up no good. Rebound. Newman shot up no good. Excuse me, I'm forgetting names here. As Brittany Gardner takes the ball on the court. She gets stolen away by Yetchmanov, and they go after a ball, and it's a jump ball. Kaya Utek to take the ball out of bounds for King Cole. She throws it into Chanel Newman, as Chanel Newman brings the ball on the court. This is the offense for King Cole. Back to Utek. Utek takes a shot right out. That's it. Good. Kiana Utek for 2 points. 48-22. Just about 10 seconds left to go in the third period. And here comes Dan Tezza. Dan Tezza throws it over to Gardner. Inside back to Dan Tezza. Back out to Gardner. Gardner fires up a three. And that is good. Buzzer beater three-pointer for Dan for Brittany Gardner. And that brings the score 51-22 in favor of the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. I'd like to welcome those of you listening in from Sandpoint, King Cove, and the surrounding areas to the Girls Regional Aleutian Chain Conference Championships. The winner of this game will meet the loser of the championship game, Turner Wright, to represent the region at state tournament next week in Anchorage. And that's what this term is all about, representing the region, coming here to have fun, representing your school, representing the district. And so far, you know, I'm really impressed with the sportsmanship, you know, when opposing team is at the free throw line and they miss, it's good to see the other team give them a high five, too. You know, the sportsmanship has been tremendous throughout this tournament. There hasn't been any, you know, bad plays, dirty plays, but the teamwork has just been phenomenal for all teams up to this point, and it just shows that it all reflects on the coaches and the job they do. And we're about to begin the fourth period with the Sandpoint Lady Eagles 51, King Cove 22, just underway, fourth period. As Sandpoint sets the offense up, Stroud over to just Santeza. Santeza dribbled on back to Stroud, off her hand, King Cove basketball. And here's Chanel Newman brings the ball on the court. Inside kick ball on Santeza. King Cole basketball, McKenna Gold to inbound, or Kana Utek to inbound the ball to Yechmanoff, Newman. She fires up a shot, and that is good. 2 points for Chanel Newman. And here comes Thompson with the ball. Back to Brittany Gardner. She throws it over to Santeza. Santeza drives the ball out to Gardner. And she fires up a three-pointer. That is no good. Rebound, Kiana Utek. Utek sticks the ball all the way down. Layup up and no good. Rebound, McKenna Gold. 2 points for McKenna Gold. As Santeza brings the ball down the court. Leaves Brittany Gardner. Left inside goes to Santeza. She bounced the ball up and that is no good. Rebound, King Cove. McKenna Gold gets the ball on the court. McKenna inside to Newman, Chanel Newman that is. Shot up no good, rebound, and a jump ball. There'll be Sandpoint for a timeout, King Cove. Once again, the score is 51, Sandpoint 26, King Cove. Just underway, fourth period. And like I was talking about the sportsmanship has been phenomenal for all teams that have played so far. I mean, when another player, you know, falls down, you know, that the other team was quick to, you know, help him up off the floor. It just shows it really the coaches, the job the coaches are doing reflects on them. Discipline the teams. And it's good to see good sportsmanship. As we're about to inbound the basketball, Santeza inbounds the basketball for Sandpoint. Sandpoint gets the ball. That is Santeza. Santeza dribbles around, passes it over to Peyton Stroud. She loses the handle. Gives it to King Cove. That's Chanel Newman. Shot up and good. 2 points for Chanel Newman. As Santeza gets the inbound pass from Emily Voss. And there is Brittany Gardner, she shot it up and no good. Here comes King Cove, Yechmanoff. As Yechmanoff was fouled, King Cove basketball. As McKenna Gold throws it into Chanel Newman for a three-pointer. That is up and good. And now Newman with a three-pointer, cutting the score to 31-51 in favor of Sandpoint. 5:57 left to go in the fourth period. Dan Tedras gets the ball middle court. She loses the handle, and she's fighting, and Tedras scrambles for the ball. And King Cove basketball. Checking back into the game is Madison Thompson and that's off a three-pointer by Kiana McKenna Gold for a three. Here comes Justina on the court. Layup no good. Rebound, McKenna Gold. And she throws a full court. Here comes Chanel Newman. She's got an open lane. Shot up and good. Four easy points for King Cove. And they get the steal and a charge. So King Cove building some momentum. The score is 36-51. 5:20 left to go in the fourth period. As King Cove is making a run. King Cove basketball. As King Cove inbounds the ball inside to Kiana Utek. She throws up a shot. Foul and good! That brings the score 38-51. Kiana Utek, free throw up and good. Basket is up and good. Cutting this to a 12-point game. As here comes Sandpoint, full court. She travels. Sandpoint turnover. And King Cove basketball. Inbound to Chanel Newman. Chanel Newman brings the ball off the court. And she sets the offense for the rookies. McKenna Gold over to Yetchmanoff. Yetchmanoff dribbles up over inside. McKenna Gold. Gold nowhere to go. Throws it back to Chanel Newman. She bounced past it back to Gold. Gold over to Yetchmanoff. Too high and out of bounds. Turnover King Cove. And here comes Sandpoint. And she loses the ball. Out of bounds. Turnover to Nicole Gunderson. And here comes King Cove with the basketball. That's Chanel Newman. She stops the dribble over, sets a three-point shot. That is up and no good. Here comes Brittany Gardner, throws it over to Justina, throws the ball away to Yetchmanoff. Yetchmanoff loses off her leg. Ball back to Sandpoint. Things are starting to tighten up here. 4:35 left to go in the fourth period. Inbound, Sandpoint. Justina with the basketball. Justina dribbles right, goes inside the lane. She throws up a layup, and that is no good. And here comes King Cove, wide open. Chanel Newman's layup is up, and no good. Rebound, Sandpoint, and a foul on King Cove. Sandpoint to inbound the basketball. And here comes Nicole Gunderson. She throws it into Thompson. Back to Justina. Justina gets another open shot in the lane and throws it to Nicole Gunderson. Back to number 10. That's no good. Brittany Gardner shot up no good, but Dan Tezza gets the ball shot up and good. 53-39, 3:48 left to go in the game as Chanel Newman throws it out to... That's a long three-pointer. That's no good. And ball back to Sandpoint. Checking back into the game for the Sandpoint Eagles is Emily Voss. She checks in for Madison Thompson. Out to Dan Tezza. Bounce pass over to Brittany Gardner. Brittany Gardner dribbles left. back to Dan Tedder. Dan Tedder with an open 18-foot shot, off glass, and good. 2 points for Dan Tedder. Here comes King Cove, Chanel Newman. Chanel Newman takes a 3-pointer shot, up, no good, rebound. 10 points, or King Cove, baseline shot up, and that is good for Kiana Utek. 41-55, 3:03 left to go in the game. Here comes Justina down the court, layup up and no good, but she is fouled by Kiana Utek. Justina will go to the free throw line for two. First free throw up for Justina is no good. Checking into the game for the Lady Eagles is Madison Thompson. She checks in for Emily Voss. And Chantel Mack checks into the game for the rookies as Justina's second free throw is up and good. Taking the score 56-41. 2:59 left to go in the regulation. Is Gold dribbles the ball down the court. She takes a long 3-pointer up, no good. Then rebound. Dantezza, she throws it to Justina. Justina loses the handle and gives it to Nicole Gunderson. Back to Madison Thompson. She throws it to Nicole Gunderson as she goes into Justina. The right baseline, Justina dribbles back out. Sets the offense up. Justina out to Madison Thompson. Back to Justina. She fires up a three. That is good! A 3-pointer for Justina. 59-41, 2:19 left in change. Here comes Yekhmanov, throws the ball over to Chanel Newman. Chanel Newman, shot up and good. 2 points for Chanel Newman. And here comes Sand Point. Oh, she dribbles off foot. Ball kept alive by Thompson. As Dan Tezza drives the lane hard, shot up and good. Dan Tezza. 61-43, 1:50 left to go in the fourth period. As Chanel Newman brings the ball down the court. Right corner. Inside shot up for King Cove. No good. Rebound, Chanel Newman. Back to Yekhmanov. Yekhmanov throws a shot up. And King Cove calls a timeout. Again, those of you listening in, just tuning in, the score is Sandpoint 61, King Cove 43 for fourth period, 2 minutes and change left to go. Aleutian Chain Conference Regional Tournament. The winner of this game will meet the loser of the championship game to play for that second spot to represent the region at the state tournament in Anchorage. As King Cove breaks the huddle, along with Sandpoint. Sandpoint breaks the huddle. King Cove inbound the basketball. King Cove inbounds the ball to Chanel Newman. Newman over to you. That's Gold. 3-pointer, no good. Rebound, Sandpoint. And here comes Brittany Gardner. She has an open lane. Brittany Gardner up and good. 63-43, 1:21 left to go in the game. And here comes, that's a long 3-pointer shot by Kiana Utek. 109 left to go. It's 46-63. A Sandpoint. Just Dantezza brings the ball down the court. Screen by Justina. Dantezza dribbles, loses it. Over to Brittany Gardner, and she loses out of bounds. King Cove ball, 54 seconds left to go in regulation. 63-46. King Cove down. As they inbound to Chanel Newman. Chanel Newman takes a 3-pointer. That is short. Rebound. And there's another three up by Yekhmanov. That's no good. Rebound, Dantezza. And Dantezza comes up limping. And she's going to have to, she's just walking it off. As we inbound. Justina, she goes full steam ahead. Justina, bounce pass it over to Nicole. Gunderson for two. That should just about do it. 23 seconds left to go in the game. There's a three-point shot by Yetchmanov. Rebound by Gold. Rebound Sand Point. And here comes Brittany Gardner as she holds the ball up. And it's Nicole Gunderson out to Dantezza, back to Thompson. Thompson dribbles the ball over. Gives it to Nicole Gunderson as they're going to hold the ball, and they're going to do it. Sand Point Lady Eagles will be in the second place game to play the loser of the championship game to play in the state tournament. The winner of that game will earn the right to play in the state tournament. Again, Sand Point Lady Eagles, 65, King Cove Rookies, 46. What a game for both teams. I'd like to thank all of you listening in from King Cove and Sand Point area and the surrounding villages.